In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. In the book of Proverbs, we read that he who loves correction loves knowledge. And he who hates reproof is foolish. Also, if you rebuke a scoffer, he will hate you. And if you rebuke a wise man, he will love you. And rebuke for a wise man, he grows wiser. But he who loves correction loves knowledge. This isn't a request for a show of hands, but how many here love correction? It's not so easy. And it's true that sometimes when a friend or a co-worker comes and says something that's corrective, sometimes it's true that they don't do it in the correct way. I had a teacher that said, you can be right in the wrong way, but we are responsible for the things that are in our control. So even if someone says something right, we can take responsibility for our part. It doesn't mean that they said it in the best way. And it can be an opportunity for us to grow. But I'm thinking of today's gospel reading. What do we do day by day when we pray in front of the icon of Christ and we try to put Christ in our life, actively thinking about how he helps us to go about our business? The man in today's gospel reading, the young man, gave us a good question to ask Christ every day. What must I do to receive eternal life? And this man looks like, at the beginning, he really looks like someone who loves instruction, because he calls him teacher, good teacher. And not only that, he goes kneeling before Christ. So this really looks like someone who loves instruction. And it, of course, turns out that that's not what he was really looking for. Because when Christ told him the commandments, he responds, all of these things I've done already. And he again asks, what do I still lack? So even there, he's still putting up a good front that he's looking for that instruction. And then when Christ finally says, if you want to be perfect, sell all your belongings and give the money to the poor and come and follow me. And I know this is a disturbing verse because it makes it sound like every one of us, in order to enter the eternal life, shouldn't have anything. And of course, it can't really make sense like that, because if we all had to give everything that we had away, as I said before, we would just be playing tag with our things. Well, now I have it, now I have to give it to you, and now it's your problem, and you have to go find somebody to give it away to. But this is not the main reason why the man was troubled. Because when we say that, when he heard that, he was very sorrowful because he had many possessions. And when Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house, and Zacchaeus said, I'm giving half of my belongings to the poor, Jesus didn't say, why not all of your belongings? So he's not... The man goes away sorrowful. This is the biggest mistake. Because Christ says, if you want to be perfect, sell all that you have, give the money to the poor, and follow me. But instead of following Christ and seeing how this seemingly impossible thing could take place, he just went away. So he was not really looking for instruction. Because when faced with the challenge, what do you love in this world more than Christ? He just went away. And for this particular person, it was his wealth. But Christ also says, whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, or brother and sister is not worthy of me. Because unless we put God first, none of our relationships will be correctly guided. None of our relationships will really be authentic. We won't really know how to love someone unless we love God the most. And we won't know what to do with our gifts and our wealth unless we put God first, unless we have some kind of thankfulness that gives us this ability to share with others. There was a very wonderful Jewish saying that was a commentary on the Song of Songs. And it says that the Holy One says, open a door for me as big as the eye of a needle. And one person said, even the point of a needle, it should say. Open a door just that big, and I will open a door for you that lets in the tents. So we heard the reference to the eye of the needle in today's gospel reading, and I thought that this particular saying gave me a new appreciation for what Christ says there, because when Christ says that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom, the disciples, of course, ask, who can be saved? Right? They were probably thinking about what I had said before. Doesn't that mean that nobody should have anything? But he says, what is impossible with man is possible with God. And our salvation is impossible by ourselves. Our entry into life is impossible by ourselves. And this man goes away sorrowful because he forgot that he needed to follow Christ and that his salvation was not possible by himself. So Christ gave him an impossibility to do by himself. And when faced with that challenge, so this is what we need to look at every day. What to say to Christ, what do I need to do and enter to have eternal life? And he's going to show us, you know, in our prayer life and as we continue participating in the sacramental life of the church, and as we keep thinking about Christ in our life, Christ will show us things that we are displeased with. And it's an uncomfortable instruction. But instead of going away sorrowful, we can say this is a blessing that we can see something new, that we have a way out of old tiresome ways that keep me from loving God and putting Him first. How many times? There's not a single service where we don't say many times, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. No matter what tasks we have to put Christ first. So how do we receive His instruction from day to day? And we go back to that saying that I just read, was that when we open just a little pinhole, This is how God opens to us the gates to life. And at the beginning, in the period before Great Lent, and all during in the Orthros service, we say the hymns, "Open to me the gates of repentance, O giver of life, that this pathway, which would be impossible without God, is open up to us, and that we can go through the gates of repentance to eternal life, not by ourselves, but by following Christ." He can open the door to us, even if we begin with just a pinhole, that He can open this to us and guide us and give us directions and His love and His transformation. So may He direct our lives every day and teach us to put Him above everything so that we can worthily praise Him together with His beginningless Father and His all holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.